Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. To God be the glory for the great thing he has done, for the great things he has done. God is good, and truly he is worthy to be praised. I love him, I love him, I love him. Just take a moment and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep on praising God. Give him some praise. Some of y'all been praising God all day. But we want to make sure we give God his praise. Hallelujah. We want to worship him and magnify his name because he alone is worthy to be praised. God bless you to all who are here. Pastor Anthony and I welcome you to the NCCM virtual campus. We pray that you're having a blessed day. We have come to pray. We have come to pray. Right, honey? We've come to pray and lift up the name of the Lord.
Amen. To God be the glory. He says that men ought always to pray, and that's why we gather every Tuesday night praying, not just praying, but praying in that powerful name of Jesus.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I know you're in transit. You're driving. I don't know if you wanted to start off praying or if you wanted to wait until you actually got back here, or how did you want to go forward?
No, I'll start tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go forth in prayer. We thank God for all of you who are here. As the prayer goes forth, we will be taking prayer requests, and then you will all get a chance to submit your prayer requests. Okay, honey, I'm just going to back up and let you take us to the throne of the King.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of prayer and a prayer of faith on tonight. Lord, we're praying in faith, believing in the name of Jesus that you will, hallelujah, answer our prayers, hallelujah, according to your will. So, Lord, right now we humble ourselves and we find it not robbery to say, Lord, we need you in this hour. Hallelujah. Father, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on each and every person on this prayer line, those who will listen to the archives in the name of Jesus. Lord, our families need you. Our marriages need you in the name of Jesus. During these economic troubled times, we need you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, right now, according to your word, hallelujah, you said men ought always to pray, and those who are called by your name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray, if they would seek your face, then you would heal their land. And right now, we are the ones standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. We pray. You said, confess our faults one to another that we might be healed. And right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, where we have missed the mark, where we have fell, that area, Lord, that we seem to suffer in, Lord, minister to us and help us in the time of need. You say you are a very present help in the time of trouble, and somebody needs you. They need you to show up and show out in this situation. And right now, according to your word, you said we have not because we ask not. And we're asking on behalf of those who are listening, Lord, in the name of Jesus, intervene. Send your angelic host in the name of Jesus to fight the good fight of faith on behalf of your children. Hallelujah. We are crying out to you. We are wailing out to you. We are travailing tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, you called us to stand on the wall and you called us to be prayer warriors. You call us to intercede and become intercessors. Hallelujah. You told us to pray for the weak. You told us to pray for those who are in trouble. And right now we are praying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will move in this situation. You will move every mountain that is hindering your people. You will move every stumbling block that is trying to stop your people from prospering and being in good health, even as they soul prospers. So right now, we rebuke every devil. We rebuke and come against every demon on assignment. Your word says they'll come at us one way, and they will flee seven different ways. in the name of Jesus. Your word says that no weapon, hallelujah, I feel the power of God, no weapon formed against your people won't be able to prosper. So right now, Lord, we speak your word. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation. And, Lord, we say, have your way in the name of Jesus. Not our way, but have your way. Lord, we need you. We need you to move right now. We need you to move according to your will, according to your authority in the name of Jesus. You said, speak those things that be not as if they are. And right now, Lord, that person in the name of Jesus that have trouble in their mind, right now we speak peace, glory be to God. Peace be still in the middle of that storm. Peace be still when the enemy comes in like a flood. God will raise up a standard. You say we go through the fire and we will not be burned. Hallelujah. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, you said, behold, I do a new thing. Do we not perceive it? Help our understanding on tonight. Open up our spiritual eyes on tonight. Give us greater revelation of what you're doing right now in this hour. Lord, we need a greater understanding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remove every hindering thought. Remove in the name of Jesus our carnal way of thinking on tonight. Hallelujah. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Lord, help our thinking on tonight. Remove every yoke. Glory be to God. Remove every yoke that's trying to destroy your people. The devil is a liar. We pray for our young people that they will finish high school. We pray for our young people that they will go on and get college degrees and higher education. We pray for our young people that they will go into the armed forces and enter into the marketplace and the workforce. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our young people that they will not bow down to the pressures of this world in the name of Jesus, but they will floodgate your churches and they will be, Father God, moved to fulfill their purpose that you have ordained for them. Before they were in their mother's womb, you knew them. You called them in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is the Joshua generation. They will obtain and possess the land of promise in the name of Jesus. Help us not to give up on our young people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, help us to have patience and help us to be more understanding. Help us in the name of Jesus to meet them right where they are, to, hallelujah, Lord, to administer the gospel of Jesus Christ so that they can understand it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, build a bridge right now between our generation and the younger generation, even our senior citizens, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said with two or more gathered in your name, allow us to be in agreement on tonight. Everybody on this prayer line, allow us to come on one accord like they did when Pentecost fell and the Holy Ghost fell on this earth. Lord, help us to come on one accord. Remove every division. Remove every divisive plan of the enemy. Remove that spirit of division right now through our marriages, in the name of Jesus. Allow husbands and wives to come on one accord. Your word said, how could two walk together unless they agree? Bring husbands and wives, Lord, so that they can become one flesh. Build, Father God, in the name of Jesus, marriages according to your word, in the name of Jesus. That person in financial trouble on tonight, Lord, make a way out of no way. That person who is unemployed, open a door that no man can shut. Give them favor with the human resource department in the name of Jesus. Give them favor with the employment agency in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow the underwriter to approve, hallelujah, the loan request in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are starting businesses, those who are looking to become homeowners, those who are looking to branch out and do the impossible, Lord, give them favor. Oh, I feel God. Give them favor right now in the name of Jesus. We speak favor on their life. We speak increase over every person listening. We speak abundance right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, move not by power, not by might, but by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Remove, hallelujah, every hindering spirit. You say those who are weary, those who are burdened, and heavy laden to come unto you, and you will give them rest in the name of Jesus. So we pray right now for those with insomnia, those who have restless nights, those who are worried. Although your word says not to worry about tomorrow, tomorrow will have enough worries of its own. That person that finds themselves stressed out, that person that finds themselves nervous and anxious, that person, Lord, in the name of Jesus, find their minds being troubled. Lord, right now I speak to their mind. I speak to their situation, and I say, peace be still. May the peace of the Lord in the name of Jesus be added unto you. Lord, right now I pray for that person who, in the name of Jesus, find themselves in the middle of great warfare. Right now, no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. We cast down every stronghold. We cast down every principality. We cast down every governing spirit. We cast down every ruler in dark places. And, Lord, we say, have your way. We thank you for the angels that encamp about us. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the hedge that's around our lives. 1,000 will fall at our left hand. 10,000 will fall at our right hand. But your word, Rashaba Okata, your word says no harm will come near us. To count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation. So, Lord, right now, we speak your word over every situation. Your word says that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That strengthens us. Your word says that we are new creations tonight in the name of Jesus. Your word says that we are victorious. All those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Your word says the righteous you've never seen forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, your word says we'll prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So right now, Lord, we pray for more strength. We pray for more anointing. We pray for greater in the name of Jesus. Greater, hallelujah, greater strength tonight. Somebody thought about giving up. But, Lord, through this prayer, we pray right now that they would stay on the Lord's side and fight the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help that person that feels weak. You said pray for those who are weak. Help that person in the name of Jesus, Lord, who is sick right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We come against sickness and disease tonight. And, Lord, we speak healing. We speak healing over your people. And we say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on that person in prison tonight. Have mercy on every person hospitalized tonight. Have mercy on the person in the shelter tonight. Have mercy on the homeless on tonight. Have mercy in the name of Jesus, that person that feels lonely tonight. We remove right now the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we speak peace. We speak peace right now. And we say, Lord, have your way. Lord, we thank you for those who are called in, those who will call in tonight. Lord, meet them right where they are in the name of Jesus. We are looking to the author and finisher of our faith. You told us to look, hallelujah, to the hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Lord, we're crying out to you. Weeping may endure for a night, but your word says joy will come in the morning. And right now, I pray for joy to be restored. I pray for jubilation to be restored. I pray for happiness to be restored. I pray for peace to be restored in the life of every believer. Lord, have your way. Have your way as we continue this prayer tonight. As I give it back to my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, we pray right now for those who feel lost. We pray for those who feel hurt. We pray for those who find trouble and who find it hard to forgive those who have hurt them. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, because you said your grace is sufficient. So, Lord, as we continue tonight, we feel your spirit on this prayer line. We humble ourselves. We lay prostrate in the spirit. We humble ourselves, and we say, Lord, we need you. We humble ourselves, and we say, Lord, have mercy, even on our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. O God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our soul rejoices. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we think about your magnificence, when we think about your goodness, ha. Hallelujah. When we think about your grace, when we think about your mercy, O God, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. O God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Here we are to worship, O God. Hallelujah. Here we are to bow down, God. Here we are to say that you are our King, O God. Hallelujah. You are our Lord. Hallelujah. You are our all in all, God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, O God. O God, we worship you tonight. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Our soul cries out, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and bless them, church. Go ahead and praise them. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. As we go forward with our prayer on tonight, we just ask all of the New Creation Christian Ministries, all the New Creation Christian Ministries prayer warriors, NCCM prayer warriors on the front line, press 1. If you are in a position to pray, press 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Valerie, just continue to pray. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Prayer warriors, please press 1.
Glory be to God.
Go forth in prayer. Hallelujah. If you are in a position
to
pray. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Glory
be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we look up to the hills, O God, from which comes our help, O God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Bless your holy name, O God. Oh, God, there's no one like you, oh, God. No one like you in all the heavens and all the earth, oh, God. Lord, nobody greater than you, oh, God. Nobody greater than our God. Nobody greater than our God. Father, we have looked high, we have looked low, and still can't find nobody, God. Still can't find nobody, God, greater than you, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, this is the day, oh, God. This is the day, oh, God. This is the day that you have made, oh, God, and we're yet rejoicing and being glad in it, oh God. Oh Lord, where will we be without you tonight, oh God? Where will we be tonight without you, oh God? Father, you said the steps of a good man, oh God, are ordered of you, oh God. Hallelujah. You said that a man's heart plans his ways, oh God, but it's you, oh God, who directs his steps, oh God. It's you, oh God, who directs his paths, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we give your name glory and honor and praise on tonight, oh God. Oh God, have your way, oh God, in all the earth, oh God. Have your way in all the earth, oh God, as we stand in agreement, oh God, with all the NCCM prayer warriors on tonight. Oh God, oh bless your wonderful name, oh God, oh bless your wonderful name, oh God. No, when I think about it, oh God, when I think about it, oh God, when I think about your goodness, oh God, and all that you've done, oh God, my soul, my very soul cries out, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, for saving us on tonight, oh God. Lord, your saving grace. Thank you for your saving grace, oh God. Yes, God, your word is true. You said, oh God, when we call on your name, oh God, when we call on your name, oh God, we shall be saved, oh God. Lord, we thank you for saving us from ourselves tonight, oh God. Saving us from ourselves, oh God. Oh God, save the lost tonight in the name of Jesus. There's somebody out there tonight, oh God, who don't know you, oh God, and the pardon of their sins, oh God. But we thank you, Father God, for the laborers, oh God. We thank you that the harvest is yet still plenty, oh God, and the laborers are filling up, oh God. The laborers are no longer few, oh God, as we call in the laborers tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Nehemiahs tonight, oh God. We thank you for the Nehemiahs tonight, oh God, for those who are willing to do the work, oh God, to work the work, oh God, to stay on the wall, oh God, consistent, oh God, constant, oh God, always abounding, oh God, in your grace, oh God. Oh God, we do thank you for grace and mercy on tonight, oh God. We do thank you for grace and mercy on tonight, oh God. Father, for it's for you by your grace, oh God. It's by your grace, oh God. Father, thank you for loving us enough tonight, oh God, to supply your grace, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for providing your mercy, oh God. Father, goodness and mercy, oh God. Goodness and mercy, oh God. Thank you for goodness and mercy, oh God, that is following us, oh God, all the days of our lives, oh God. Father, we have a made up mind, oh God, that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever tonight, oh God. Father, we ask that you bless your people on tonight, oh God. There's someone out there, oh God, that's calling on you, oh God, as we stand in agreement in the gap, oh God, trusting you to supply all needs tonight, oh God. All needs, oh God, according to your riches and glory, oh God. According to your riches, oh God. Not man's glory, oh God. Not man's time and not man's riches, oh God. But your glory, oh God. Lord, let your glory fill the earth, oh God. Let your glory fill the earth, oh God. Your Shekinah glory, oh God. Let it rain down, oh God. Pour out your anointing tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, like never before. Go into those dark places, oh God. Go into those inner places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Go into the crevices and the creeps, oh God. God, go into all the hidden places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we call out everything tonight that's not like you, oh God, and we bind up everything, oh God, that's not like you, and we loose, oh God, everything that is you tonight, in the name of Jesus. You said we have not because we ask not, oh God. So, Father, these things in prayer tonight, we ask according to your will and according to your word, oh God. We ask that you have your way as we decree and declare a thing, oh God. We decree health, oh God. We decree healing, oh God. We decree deliverance, oh God. We decree restoration, oh God. We decree salvation, oh God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Lord, have your way in all the earth, oh God. Have your way, oh God, in all the earth, oh God, as we stand in agreement with the prayers that's already gone forth for our children, oh God. Oh God, bless the children. But you said, bring the little children unto you. Hallelujah, oh God. You said, bring them unto you, oh God, for such is the kingdom, oh God. So we thank you for our children, oh God. Father, you said to train them up in the way that they shall go, oh God. And when they are old, they shall not depart from it, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, that we're training our children, oh God, in the fear and admiration of you, oh God. We're bringing our children up, oh God, where they will not cause shame to the parents, oh God. But we thank you for the children, oh God, who are learning to be submitted, oh God, in obedience to your word, oh God, and respecting their parents tonight in the name of Jesus, that their life may be long upon the earth. We thank you that fathers are not provoking the children. We thank you that children are not provoking the father, oh God. But we do thank you, Father God, for a spirit, oh God, of respect in the name of Jesus. As we thank you, Father God, for their education, oh God. Father, you said your people perish for lack of knowledge, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, as we've heard this old secular statement that knowledge is power. But Lord, your word is true. So we thank you for truth tonight in the name of Jesus, that your word is able to do what no man can do, oh God. So we send the word tonight, oh God. We send the word tonight, oh God. And God, yes, we stand in agreement for those that are lonely, oh God, those that are troubling heart, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are yet still a father, oh God. You are yet still a father. You stand with when a mother and father forsake thee, O God, you are there. Father, you said even when we make our bed in hell, you are there. So we thank you, Father God, that you with those, O God, who are still lonely. For you said you will never leave nor forsake, O God. You will never leave nor forsake, O God. So we thank you for joy, O God, as we stand in agreement for the comfort of spirit of joy, O God. Weeping may endure for a night, O God, but surely joy comes in the morning. So we thank you for morning glory, O God. Thank you for morning glory, O God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for morning glory, O God. Father, have your way in all the earth. Have your way in all the earth, O God. And Father, we'll be so ever careful, O God, to give your name glory, to give your name honor, to give your name praise, O God. And Father, we repent tonight of every sin tonight. Forgive us of our debts, we forgive our debtors, O God. Forgive us of every trespass, we forgive those who trespass against us, O God. But we thank you, Father God, for doing great and mighty things. Great and mighty are you, O God. Great and mighty are you. And you keep on blessing us, O God. Thank you for keep on blessing us, O God. Even, O God, when we don't even deserve it, O God, we still thank you for mercy. For we thank you for grace, which is undeserved and unearned merited grace and favor, O God. So we thank you for divine favor tonight, O God. We thank you for divine connections, O God. We thank you for meeting every need, O God. Meeting every need, O God, according to your will, according to your glory, O God. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Father God. For thine is the kingdom, O God. For thine is the kingdom, O God. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. You rule and you reign. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Oh, you're worthy, God. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
It's like you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank
you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
bless
my
you,
God, my God,
bless
my God,
you,
what a mighty God we serve. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Am I still getting feedback?
No, I hear you loud and clear.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to ask, amen, any other prayer warriors from NCCM, please raise your hand. Press 1 at this time. Prayer warriors, intercessors, please press 1. Just get into the habit when you come into the room of going ahead and pressing 1 if you know that you are part of the prayer team. Amen. And then if anyone has any prayer, we thank God for each and every person that has come to pray. The Bible says that the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous are powerful. They availeth much. Amen. So we know that we are hitting heaven. Amen. With our prayers. If you have any prayer requests, amen, you can raise your hand and we will cover those prayer requests. At this time, we're looking for the intercessors to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we have a couple of hands raised for prayer requests, and we're going to take these prayer requests at this time. Amen. Area code 908. Amen. 908-422. Your hand is raised. Amen. God bless you.
God bless Pastor Rebecca and God bless Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Daniela.
God bless you. God bless you, daughter. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I have a prayer request. Just keep my husband in prayer. Give him strength because he's going through something. He was attacked on today. So give him strength and to, you know, just pray. And ask the Lord to give him an encouraging word. Plus, pray for me because I've been having pain on the side of my stomach for a while now. It's like the inside of my stomach has been hurting for a while, and my husband's been getting on me, telling me I need to get a check. I've been dealing with that. So I just pray that everything is okay and that there's nothing serious.
Okay, okay, hallelujah. You haven't been to the doctors yet for those pains?
No.
Okay, amen. Well, take your husband's advice. We're going to pray for healing, amen. But we know that God gave us doctors, amen. So we want to be wise and make sure we're getting our bodies checked out so that, God, we know where to pray. If even the devil tries to sneak something in there, we'll know what area we can pray in. But I would definitely pray for healing because we believe that the prayers of the righteous are effective, amen, and that they avail of much, as the Bible says. So I will pray for your pain. And your right side, Sister Daniela?
Yeah, it's on the right side of my stomach. It's like when I do certain movements and stuff, it'd be hurting me. I don't know why. It's been like that for a while.
Okay, so we're going to pray. Sounds like a pulled muscle, but we're definitely going to pray and lift that up. And then, like you said, if it's been hurting for a while, you definitely want to get that checked out, but maybe not. Let's pray and see what God says. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray and believe God for total healing for what's going on in your side, and we will lift up your husband in prayer too. Anything else? Anybody else?
Yes, Sister
Simmons.
This is Brother Brown.
Yes, God bless you.
I just want to start by saying thank you in advance for y'all for keeping me up with continued prayers on our lives. Because, yes, we've been attacked by our family over the holidays.
Okay, I can't. Daniela, is that I can't hear him. Is he on speaker?
I'm sorry, I'm on hold.
However, we thank you. We and my wife thank you in advance for your continued prayers on our lives in terms of our marriage and our walk in Christ. And it's a privilege to be on this phone because there's so many in need of prayers, so many lost, unsaved souls, so many hurt people out there. We just want to remember those and just keep us in prayer in terms of our marriage because the family has been attacking me and her, you know, involving her, you know, during the holiday and after the holiday. And I'm just trying to persist on, you know, giving them the word and just, you know, basically, you know, not dealing with them when they call or text me certain derogatory messages, negative messages. You know, the enemy is busy and he has a way of showing up when we're doing something right, so.
That's right. That's right. Okay, I will definitely cover your marriage as well.
In that respect.
Yes. Absolutely. Amen. Okay, so we're going to lift you guys up in prayer now and just stay tuned. Stay with us as we cover you and your wife, as we cover you and your wife, Mrs. Brown, in prayer. Daniela, we're going to cover you and your husband in prayer. God bless you both.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are there any other prayer warriors on the line? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go forth in prayer. Just press 1, NCCM Prayer Warriors, if you are available for prayer. I see you, some of you here, and you might not be in position to pray, but when you are in position, just press 1 so that we can have you pray with us on tonight. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name tonight. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for this couple that have called in, God, hallelujah, asking for prayer on tonight, Daniela and Amel Brown, oh God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, even as this wife has brought her husband to the altar for us to pray for him, being that he has come up under a spiritual and emotional attack. Oh, God, we just ask, Father God, right now that you will give him a peace that surpasses all understanding. God, we just ask that you will give him strength. You said that you have given us power over all of the power of the enemy, oh, God, that we shall tread on serpents and scorpions and that nothing shall by any means harm us, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection that is around this man, oh, God, and around his wife, oh, God,
that no weapon formed against them can prosper, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, even for more strength, oh God, for the manifestation of your power, oh God, being made evident in their lives, oh God, that when people look upon their lives, oh God, they will see your glory resting upon this man and upon this woman, oh God. Lord, I thank you for stirring up, Father God, your anointing on their lives, oh God. Lord, anoint them afresh and anew, oh God. Lord, pour out your supernatural blessings upon their lives, oh God. Lord, let them have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Let them have joy overflowing, oh God. Let them know, Father God, that they have wisdom from on high, oh God. Lord, thank you for giving them the right words to speak, oh God, to people that come against them, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for helping them to walk in love, oh God, even against their enemy, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for helping them, oh God, to know, oh God, how to deal with those and continue to love those, oh God, that deal treacherously with them, oh God. Lord, I thank you for power from on high, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that they are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath. Oh, God, I thank you for your blessings upon their lives. Bless their marriage, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you, Lord, have put them together. And you said that whom you have put together, let no man put asunder, oh, God. So, Lord, I just thank you for divine covenant, oh, God, that their Lord chose not to live in sin, oh, God. But to Father God, to seal their union, oh God, with the legal binding, oh God, even, Lord, having your divine blessing upon their marriage, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you that they are no more twain but one, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I speak a blessing over their marriage. In the name of Jesus, I speak a blessing of prosperity over their marriage. I speak a blessing of healing over their marriage. I speak a blessing of salvation over their marriage. I speak a blessing of deliverance over their marriage. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do a new thing in their lives, oh God. Out with the old and in with the new, God. I thank you that it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. That they are becoming new. They are becoming new, oh God. New in you as a married couple and as individuals, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Touch them, oh God. Right now, God, lay your hands on them, oh God. Lord, thank you for a new mindset. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for transforming even the minds of your people, oh God. In this couple, oh God, and every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, that we are no longer old, but we are new, oh God. Lord, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, God. Even now, God, that we are healed by the stripes of Christ. Lord, I even thank you for Sister Daniela Brown, oh God. Even this pain in her side, God. Lord, I thank you for my divine healing, oh God. You said that healing is the children's bread. So I thank you that by your stripes she is healed. Touch, God, touch, oh God, touch, lay your hands on her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, thank you that by your stripes she is healed, and even Lord, right now, as by faith, she came to this prayer line, looking for healing, oh God, that by your stripes she is healed, and Lord, there are others who are looking for healing, God, I thank you for divine healing being released from the supernatural realm, right now, in the name of Jesus, there are emotions being healed right now. Somebody's been dealing with some emotional trauma, and God is releasing a supernatural healing. There's somebody who's dealing with heartbreak on tonight, and God is saying, by his stripes, you are healed. Somebody that needs financial healing, you need healing in your finances, and God is saying, I'm releasing healing supernaturally in the area of your money. There's somebody that needs healing, in their body, We thank you, Lord, for healing. Y'all need to begin to call on the name of those in your family who are sick. Those in your family who need healing on tonight, just begin to call out their name. Call out their name. Lord, heal those who are sick in our midst. Heal our family members, oh God, who are looking for healing on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you are not a man that you should lie. nor are you the son of man that you would repent and change your mind about what you have said about your people. You said by your stripes we are healed, by the stripes of Jesus, that he came with healing in his wings. And Lord, we stand up under the wings of our Savior. We declare that we are healed. In the name of Jesus, we declare that our loved ones are healed. We declare that our church members are healed, that our family members are healed. Lord, healed in our mind. Somebody need to touch your mind. The devil's been waging war against your mind, trying to make you feel like you're losing your mind. Just touch your mind and say, I'm healed. I'm healed in my mind. Touch your heart. Touch your heart. Say, I'm healed in my emotions. Touch that part of your body. Oh, go ahead and put your hand on your back. Put your hand on your back. Touch your hip and say, I declare that by the stripes of Christ, I am healed. By faith, I receive and possess my healing. In the name of Jesus, touch your, somebody got high cholesterol, high blood pressure, touch your heart. I regulate your blood pressure, your pressure. I declare you healed. In the name of Jesus, I call your blood pressure into order, into divine order. In the name of Jesus, I call your cholesterol down to normal levels. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Christ, I come against arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Touch your knee, touch your knee, touch your knee. Lay your hands on yourself and declare, I am healed. By the stripes of Christ, I am healed. I come against blood conditions and tumors. Cancer report. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare total healing going out into the atmosphere, into the stratosphere. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, manifest, huh? Manifest, manifest, healing manifest on tonight, in the name of Jesus, from the east coast to the west, from the north to the south, manifest, manifest, I declare healing, I declare and decree a thing. I declare the sickness must flee from your body. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up New Creation Church members tonight. Evangelist Elizabeth Page, Sister Karen McCray, in the name of Jesus, Brother Victor Finney, in the name of Jesus, Sister Lori Davis, in the name of Jesus, Evangelist Dion Finney, oh God, Prophetess Angie Singletary, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Anthony Simmons, oh God, Mother May Thomas, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree healing, in the name of Jesus, Sister Carmen, every one of her children, in the name of Jesus, Sister April, my God, Sister Nicole, in the name of Jesus, Brother Edgar, oh God, heal and touch, deliver and set free, in the name of John, Valerie, Minister Valerie, Daniel, oh God, heal, Lord, declare, we declare and decree supernatural healing, Sister Linda, oh God, hallelujah, have your way, every member, and their seed, oh God. Sister Evangelist Robinia, Sister Rita, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. In the name, Brother Kadima, oh God, have your way. Sister Daniela, have your way, God. Sister Maga, Sister Shaniqua, have your way. Sister Akita, my God, hallelujah. Brother Marcus, Lord, have your way. We declare right now and decree supernatural. Supernatural healing, supernatural prosperity, deliverance, my God, every lack, every place of lack, we declare and decree that every lack is met. In the name of Jesus, we declare Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, every healing angel to deliver, be dispensed. Every warfare that's been waged, we declare victory. right now in the name of Jesus over the children, every child, in the name of Jesus, every listener, every brother, male, sister Daniela, every member, every listener, every person, oh God, that finds it not robbery to come, those who are gathered on this call tonight, Sister Tina, oh my God, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're crying out, we are prevailing, oh God, prevailing, oh God, seeking your face, oh God, not your hand, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for your presence. In your presence, every need is met. In your presence is healing. In your presence is peace.
Thank you.
Mother Mary Thomas, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. Sister Nadia, oh God. Lord, touch, oh God. Deliver, oh God. Set free, oh God. Prosper, oh God. In the name of Jesus, anoint, oh God. Thank you for open doors, oh God. Thank you for longevity on the job, oh God. Thank you for increase, oh God. Thank you for provision. Thank you for promotion, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Lord,
have your way.
Have your way, Father.
Have your way. Let your will be done, Lord. We love you tonight. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
As we continue tonight, we got a full switchboard. Hallelujah. If there are any other prayer requests, we're going to move forward. Hallelujah. Believe in God for you and your family, knowing that God is not just able, but he will do that which he said to do. He said, call upon me. He said, pray to me, and I will answer you. So we are here today, gathered in his name in the midst, hallelujah. So many going through so much, but God is willing and able to meet you right where you are, hallelujah. If there are any additional 404, I see that hand up, and I'm going to open the lines for those of you who are part of the new creation. If you're not in a position to pray, we totally understand, but if you are, please press 1 or announce yourself, and we will allow you to go forward with the Spirit of God. Area code 404, is that a prayer request?
Yes, it is.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes, we are listening. What's on your heart? What's your prayer request for tonight?
Well, first of all, my name is Maria, and my cousin goes to your church. Her name is Carmen Apollo. And I want to give praise and glory to God, and I'm praying that he will heal those that are sick. Those that are going through some rough times right now, and it's coming from my heart. I want to pray for them. I want to pray for those that are going through some rough times and need supernatural healing. And that's my prayer for tonight.
Amen, sister. Is it Maria or Marie?
It's Maria. I'm calling from Stockbridge, Georgia.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, Sister Carmen is a blessing, and we're so glad that you called in tonight. We will definitely lift that up. I'm glad that God has put people who are sick and infirm and afflicted in your spirit, because the Bible tells us to pray for those who are sick, and we believe in the power of prayer and the healing from God's hand. So continue to listen as we lift those who are sick and shut in, as we lift them up. Those who are not right now on the prayer line, but we thank God for you calling in tonight and bringing that to us. We will definitely lift that up. Amen.
Yes. I would also love to pray for my family and all my loved ones, that they have supernatural healing and prosper and faith, and I love the Lord.
Amen, amen. We can tell. We hear it in your spirit and in your voice that you do love God. And on behalf of your family and loved ones, we will also lift them up, knowing that God will minister and distribute healing according to his grace and his mercy upon your family. Hallelujah. So continue to listen as we lift those prayers up tonight. And thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We magnify and glorify your name, Lord. There's none like you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we move forward, hallelujah, thank you, Father. As we move forward, we glorify your name and we lift up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of our sister, Maria, and her family, Lord, her loved ones. We lift them up to you tonight and we say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. We speak favor over their situation. We speak favor on her family and those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, who she care about. And right now, Lord, we pray for all of those who are sick, those who are hospitalized, those on medication, those who are infirmed right now. And we say, Lord, we speak your healing balm of Gilead over their lives. And we say, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. You said to bring them to the elders of the church, and they'll pray the prayer of faith. And your word says the sick shall recover. If they committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. And if they are cast down, they shall be raised up. And right now, we pray for those who are sick. Hallelujah. Your word said to pray for the least of these when you do it unto me. So right now we pray for all of those who are sick in their minds, sick in their bodies, sick in their emotions in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus. We believe that you're going to turn that situation around. We believe that you are the God, Father God, the God of the turnaround. We believe that no weapon, hallelujah, formed against your people will be able to prosper. And right now, even as our caller called in and said to pray for those who are sick, right now, Lord, we pray for strength. And we pray for agility. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that organs and blood cells and Father God, bodily functions will work according to your will. We pray right now for kidney disease, and we pray against heart disease. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for those, hallelujah, dealing with diseases of any kind. And we pray right now for mental illness. We come against autism and bipolar. We come against mental illness in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. We come against high blood pressure and low blood pressure. We come against blood disorder in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, hallelujah, move according to your will for your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So, Lord, we say have mercy on the sick. Have mercy on those who are in prison in the name of Jesus. And we lift up Sister Marie, her family, to you right now, those looking for employment, those looking, Lord, for their marriages to be ministered to, those who are parents and raising children in the name of Jesus. You say you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Lord, give them grace and give them favor in the name of Jesus. Fathers and mothers trying to raise children. Oh, those who are in high school, those in elementary school, those in college, Lord. Make a way out of no way to pay college tuition and cancel out debt in the name of Jesus. Those who are falling behind in their mortgage payment. Those who need rent payments, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are falling behind in their bills. Lord, we say have mercy on every caller tonight. Lord, we need you in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way. You say your grace is sufficient. So right now, Lord, we say we need you in every situation. Hallelujah. So, Lord, right now, as we continue to pray, we thank you for strength. We thank you as we are gathered in your name on tonight that you will minister and honor us as we honor your word and honor your name tonight. Hallelujah. Your word has power. Your word has authority. Your word has ability. And right now we speak your word over our lives. We speak your word over our families. We speak your word over our careers and our jobs. We speak your word over our churches in the name of Jesus. Lord, those you are called to ministry, those you have called into the ministry in the name of Jesus. Father God, give them encouragement right now. Hallelujah. They put their hands to the plow, and they don't want to look back in the name of Jesus. You called them before they were in their mother's womb, and they have said yes to your will and yes to your way. So according to your word, Lord, give them the need, give them the means that they need to do ministry. Allow the finances to come through with the vision. Make provision right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are ready to re-enter the marketplace, Lord, give them favor as they distribute their resume, as they put their resume online, as they go on that job interview. Lord, give them favor to be hired in the name of Jesus. Those looking for housing, make a way out of no way for them to get that apartment, for them to get that house in the name of Jesus. Those looking to go, hallelujah, Lord, to start a business, give them favor, Lord, with the loan officer. In the name of Roshaba Akatabo, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you. We can do nothing without you. Your word says, abide in me, and let my word abide in you, and you shall bear much fruit. And your word goes on to say, apart from you, we can do nothing. So we're not just praying words tonight. We are praying in the name of Jesus. We're not just speaking useless words tonight. We are gathered in your name. We are not just uttering things that we don't believe, but we believe by faith right now that you are honoring us as we honor you by calling into this prayer line. Every person on this line, show them favor. Every person on this line, demonstrate your word in their lives. Let them see manifestation of miracles with their loved ones. Let them see manifestation of your hand being on their lives and favor being on their lives. Let them see in the name of Jesus, Lord, what you're up to in their lives. Lord, right now, reveal yourself as you did to Moses in the name of Jesus. Lord, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong tonight. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Lucifer, Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said you give us authority and power, and nothing will be able to hurt us. You said according to your word, we shall heal the sick. According to your word, we will speak in other tongues. According to your word, we will pick up serpents and not be harmed. According to your word, prisoners will be set free. According to your word, ashes will be turned into beauty. According to your word, the garment of praise for the spirit of mourning. According to your word, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. According to your word, we are transformed tonight by the renewing of our minds.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, help us when we feel weak. Help us, Lord, when we lose our way.
Yes.
Help us when we want to quit and turn back. Help that person tonight who is standing in the need of prayer, who need answers, who need solutions, who need real results. Help that person, Lord, that feels like quitting in the name of Jesus. I feel that thing so strongly tonight. God is speaking to you. I speak prophetically that everything you need, you already possess.
Yes.
Just like Abraham in the book of Genesis, when he was about to offer up his son Isaac, as soon as he lifted up the blade to sacrifice his son Isaac, there was a ram caught in the thicket, a ram in the bush, and a voice from heaven said, "Now I know that you are faithful to me, Abraham." And that's what God is looking for tonight. He's looking for us to lay down everything that's blocking our blessings, to lay down that unforgiveness that you have in your heart, to lay down the hurt from the past, to lay down those who have come against you and now you're walking in a spirit of offense, to lay down those who you thought would support you who are no longer there, to lay down those who have turned on you, to come against those who have come against you. The Bible says to love your enemies.
Yes.
The Bible says to love those who despitefully use you. I feel this thing so strongly. Somebody feel overwhelmed tonight. Somebody feels as though the floodgates are overwhelming them tonight. And the word of the Lord to you is that you're more than a conqueror. The word of the Lord to you tonight is that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The word of the Lord to you tonight, and God is telling me to remind you that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. He's raising you up to be the lender and not the borrower. You are the first and not the last. You are the beginning and not the end. God is reminding you and me tonight that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. And because we belong to God, we are already prosperous. We are already victorious. And we are already winners in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you as we wrap up this prayer tonight. Continue to pray for me. We'll continue to pray for you. New creation, we thank God for every prayer warrior. We thank God for the intercessors. We thank God for the faithful callers who call every week. We have a full switchboard. We know people are listening because faith coming by hearing and hearing through the word of God. Allow the word to penetrate your ear gate always. Allow the word of God to rule and reign in your life always. The Bible says to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
So we thank God for every caller tonight. We thank God for your faithfulness tonight. We thank God that he says you've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over much.
Yeah.
So continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for new creation.
Yes,
continue
Lord
to pray
Jesus.
For your family.
Yes,
continue
Lord
to
Jesus.
Pray for those who are hurting in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yes, continue
Lord
to
Jesus.
Pray for our young people.
Yes, Lord.
Continue
yes, Lord
to pray
Jesus.
For the dropout in the high school person
My
that's
Lord
real
Jesus.
Correct. Continue
yes,
to
Lord
pray
Jesus.
For that teenager who is in depression. Continue
yes,
to
Jesus.
Pray for that man who don't have enough money to pay his bills. Continue
yes,
to pray for that wife and that mother that feels frustrated trying to raise those children on her own. Continue
yes.
to pray, beloved. For those
yes.
who stand in the need of prayer. So as we wrap tonight, every mic is opened. As
Hallelujah.
We wrap tonight, know that God loves you.
Hallelujah.
Know that God cares for you.
Boy.
Know that God is able to do the impossible. With man,
Glory.
It might be impossible.
Oh, yes.
But with God, come on, y'all.
With God, with God, with God, with God.
With
God.
All
come on. Things. All right,
give him
the
praise. Come on, give him the praise.
Come on,
glory. Give him the glory tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 Little glory. Give him the fruit of
your That's his wonderful name.
Give him the highest praise.
That's his wonderful name.
Come on and praise God.
That's his wonderful name.
Come on and cry up to God.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and God
yes, rejoice.
Yes.
Be grateful. Count
Hallelujah.
Your blessings. Be grateful for small things.
Hallelujah.
He woke you up this morning.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to put a roof over your head tonight.
Yes. Lord,
he's going to put shoes on your feet.
Yes. Lord,
he's
going to put a roof. Hallelujah.
Many
Lord,
of us have
you.
Jobs. Even if,
Lord,
you're even if you're unemployed, you're in your right mind.
Lord,
even
I
if
thank
you're
you.
Single,
Hallelujah.
You want to be married this book.
Jesus. Lord,
even
I thank you.
Even if you have a barren womb, he can open that womb one tonight.
Lord,
even
Lord
if you're
I thank
sick,
you.
He can heal that body. Even
Lord,
if you're in
you.
Pain tonight, he can remove
yes.
the pain.
Yes,
he can.
So continue
yes.
to praise God.
Glory be to God.
Continue to glorify God.
Glory
continue
be to God.
Open up your mouth.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Open up your mouth.
He deserves
a
praise.
Open up your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Open up your mouth and give God the respect that he is due.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, Father, we thank you. We
yes,
all
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Woo, glory be to God. And Father, bless the visionaries
yes.
of the house tonight. The Lord
Jesus,
bless the leaders
it.
Of the house tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the visionaries of NCCM, Lord God, New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom
mm-hmm.
Church, oh God. Lord, thy will be done according to your will, according
yes.
to your word, oh God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Strengthen them, oh God. Father, as much as they have given, much as required. Lord, pour back into them, oh God, a fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, when they lay down tonight, may they sleep be sweet upon their rising. May they be strengthened and restored, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, keep the vision ever so before them, oh God. Keep them humble, oh God, under your hand, oh God. Father, you said you will exalt them all in due time, oh God. Continue to take them higher and higher, oh God.
That's right.
Let the anointing continue to flow, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
yeah.
oh God. Father, continue to bring your word, oh God. Continue to stir the gifts, oh God, in the inside, oh God, of them, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that they are called to do greater works, oh God. Greater works in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that you bless their household, oh God. Father, give them a special blessing over this holiday season in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let them reap back for all their labor throughout this year, oh God. Father, we thank you for a spirit of gratitude on tonight, oh God. We don't take
Let's
it, oh God, for granted, but we ask that you continue to lift up and restore, oh God, for all that they have pointed out. Bless the household, oh God, in Jesus' name. You know what they have need of, oh God. Father, send in the money, oh God, from the north, east, south, and west, oh God. Lord, you're able, oh God.
Amen.
And we
Hallelujah.
Thank you for their lives tonight, oh God. Thank you for their lives tonight, oh God.
Yes,
in Jesus'
God.
Mighty
yes, God.
Name. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we wouldn't be able to have this prayer line, oh God. We wouldn't be
yes.
able to have our midweek virtual campus services, oh God. We wouldn't even be able to have the doors open, oh God, if they had
That's
not
right.
been obedient to your word. So we thank you, Father God, that they cease not to pray and to labor in the vineyard, oh God. One plant,
mm-hmm.
one water, but you're adding the increase, oh God. And for that
yes,
we're
Lord.
Thankful. For that we're grateful. For that we lift them up and cover them, oh God, in prayer. And we thank you, oh God, as we bleed the blood of Jesus over their lives, oh God,
mm-hmm.
and over their seed and their seed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. Have your way,
Let's
oh
go.
God. Thy kingdom come, oh God. Thy will be done, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God, we pray for the visionaries and leaders of NCCM tonight, oh God. In Jesus' name. And thank you for them, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank those you're sending that has a shepherd's heart, oh God, to be able to take care of the needs of, oh God, of these visionaries and leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Every need is met according to your riches and glory in their lives, oh God, according to your riches and glory, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Minister Valerie Allen, a special blessing to you and Daniel. We received that prayer. Thank you for that covering prayer. Thank you for lifting
Hallelujah.
Us up before the Lord. We do need prayer, and we thank you for covering us in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless the
Glory
Lord.
Be to God. Thank you for allowing us. Only by his grace we remain faithful. Only by his grace we continue to do what he calls us to do. So we thank you for standing on the wall and standing in the gap. Amen. As we go to our new creation, we see you. We know that some of you could not call in, but you did listen. We thank God for your faithfulness. And those of you who call in from around the country, we see you. Mother, we see you. We love you. Just so many of you. We can't call everyone. Marie, we thank you. Carmen, we thank you guys for calling in. The Brown family, just so many. Prophetess, the McCray family, so many of you who call in faithfully every Tuesday. Pastor, I love you. We thank God for you. And continue to pray. Amen. Good night, everyone. Again, we'll be in Elizabeth tomorrow night at 7:30, our midweek service, and 12 noon, our virtual service. There's a powerful word from the Lord for you on that. So hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night, or you can tune in tomorrow afternoon. God bless and good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night, all. God bless you in Jesus' name. Sweet sleep.
God bless. Good night.
God bless.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you.
Hey.
Bless everyone. Have a blessed evening. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, Pastor.
Okay, Ma. We miss you, Ma. Love you.
Miss and love you guys. Good night.
God bless. Good night.